J Kananaya Kana J Vikna Nasaka J Kananaya Kana J Vikna Nasaka Kachivadana Gauri Nandana Kachivadana Gauri Nandana Kachivadana Gauri Nandana Kachivadana Gauri Nandana Gangadhara Shiva Shambhu Shankara Gangadhara Shiva Shambhu Shankara
Gauri Nandana Kachivadana We can just wait for Shanti Mai. She needs to turn her video on. She might be having a technical challenge.
Shanti Mai, while your video is off, we can't spotlight you.
Thank you, Premal. Wonderful. As always, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Namaste, everyone. We're in a new year. I guess you noticed that, right? what's the date today? We're 1 week into a new year already. I can't believe how time passes. It's really amazing. It was just yesterday. It was Christmas. Mm-hmm. And here it is already. We're in the first week of the new year. Well, I wish you a happy new year still. I'll wish you a happy new year until the end of January when it really starts rolling. And then I wish that all the good wishes for your new year come into your life. Mm-hmm. And roll through and throughout and throughout the year. I did not, again, bring anything particular to satsang. I would like to is such a strange thing to say. So I'll watch it. There's an important point about relating to people. And I know that this is not non-dualism, and I know this is not the depths of our understanding, but there is something in what I am about to say that clears away clouds of misunderstanding, delusion. And I would say, and I don't know why I'm speaking like that. Be careful about blaming. Anyone for anything. And look inside yourself and see what your part is in any misunderstanding, any hardship. Now, if you would like to conduct the satsang, please feel free to raise your hand. Yes, please. I cannot hear you, so you have to unmute.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
I'm very excited because this is the first time I show myself in the Sangha, and I I have the fear that my English is not good enough and that I would not.
Let's just get to the point rather
Yes.
than all of that. Good to see you.
Yes, I.
Those things, as a matter of fact, you don't have to go through them either. That's a now we can you could just take that home. You
Yes,
don't
I have.
go
I
through all
have.
self-doubts, and you're not really showing yourself to the Sangha, you're just showing up. That's all. Your English may be perfect, it may not be perfect, but we're definitely going to understand each other. And that which you don't understand, please ask me. And that which I don't understand, I'm going to ask you. So we got all that settled. Let's go.
Yes, I have really no question. But I have this longing to show myself and to speak with you once and to be seen by you. And
Let me ask. I'm happy to see you, by the way. I'm happy to see you.
there's also a feeling of shame that
You
about
stop. I'm not going to put this in our satsangs. It's impossible. It's impossible. I'm not interested in hearing it. It's all self, negation and doubt. And that's not what we're about. We're about moving along in a very open and loving way towards ourselves, towards our world, towards each other, and permitting that alchemy of love to take hold and be, you know, one of the first things Maharaji ever said to me, and I don't know that I needed it, but he said it, and so I must have confidence, Shantimai. So as long as you are self-negating, you think there's something that you have to fix about yourself. That's not necessarily true. When you realize the love that you are, you will not have to fix anything about yourself. And I can't stand it's hard on my ears to hear people speak about shame and self-doubt and needing to be seen. Let me ask you this: do you see yourself, or is it up to everyone else to see you? I'm happy to see you. I am actually very happy to see you. I've seen you in satsang before. But your whole demeanor about yourself is completely self-destructive.
I understand.
I know you do. I love you.
It. So
You
I.
see you, and everybody will be happy to see you. But don't feel like, oh, I need to be seen. Seen by who? And what needs to be seen? You need to see you. You have. I know that the next step is, you will have to make me happy with myself. It's up to you to approve of me so that I can be at peace with myself. That's the next step. I know that story. So keep watching satsang and
Yes.
keep internalizing satsang so that something wonderful will happen for you from your own ability and love. Not depending on anyone else, but you're loved. And when you're loved by others, it's wonderful. But if you need to be loved by others, you are. Maharaji used to say, turn your balti right side up. And that meant, see, balti means bucket. And this is the heart, that you should turn your bucket right side up and not upside down, where it cannot be filled and it cannot be overflow. So say, hold it like this so everything can come in and it overflows. So this is what you are required to do.
Yes.
And I doubt that I feel that you're ready for the spiritual journey and putting your foot directly on the Dharma path here, New Year's 7th of January 2024, and that any therapies that you have already had have not done you much good because you're still negating yourself. So only you are going to do yourself good, and you will have a lot of help and a lot of encouragement once you decide that you are capable, that you will move into your own heart and begin to live from there and cease negating yourself in words. I can hardly hear them anymore. It's just so, it stings like bees in my ears. So now you have been seen. Now you know you're loved.
Thank you.
And even though you didn't have anything to say, you said a lot. I said a lot. I'm going to go on now. I love you. Take care. Come back on to Satsang for the right reason. See you later.
Shantimai.
You're welcome. You just had surgery. So, Davi, where are you?
Namaste, Shantimai. I'm in Brazil, in Brasília. After a long travel, I finally arrived. I met my nephew, finally. Still jet lagged, but settling, getting home. How are you?
I'm perfectly fine, no matter what.
What I wanted to ask is about mantras. We sing a lot of Gayatris, and we also sing Medicine Buddha, Purnamada, and some others. And I know there are many powerful mantras, and these ones are very powerful as well. But why these ones and not other ones? And what is the best fit? How much of some? How many of
Well,
others?
the Shivites would say Om Namah Shivaya is the best mantra. The Krishna devotees would say that Hare Krishna is the greatest. And for each one, I imagine that it resonates deeply with their heart and therefore works very well for them. And they're devoted to that sound, to that frequency, and what it brings in their life and offers to others. Gayatri Mantra is a part of the Ganesh Foundation, part of the Satya Sangha forever. It's been with Maharaji. It's where I learned it. And Medicine Buddha came to us. So Dalai Lama asked us. We had three private what's it called? Audiences. Yes, thank you. Three private audiences with the Dalai Lama. And the last one, I believe it was the last one, we created a mandala of sound for the Dalai Lama, which he loved, by the way. And there were four gates, and you came in and in and in and in to the vow of the Bodhisattva. As long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, I too shall remain to relieve the sufferings of this world. So before that, we chanted before we got to the center, and then we went back out and left the four gates, all in sound, all in music. It was beautiful. He loved it. And he looked at me, he says, "Well, where did you learn the Medicine Buddha mantra?" And I said, "Well, Medicine Buddha came to us." And he said, "Okay." And I can tell that story, but it's a long story. I'll tell it some other time. I told you while you were here, there's many stories, and they're all accurate. One of the things about the Medicine Buddha mantra was for years we chanted the Medicine Buddha mantra, and then Yeshe Dundun, the Dalai Lama's physician, came to Los Angeles, and Amrita insisted that I go see him, even though that I had nothing wrong with me. And he asked me, he said, Yeshe Dundun said, "What is wrong? What is your situation?" I said, "Well, I'm overweight, but that's it." And Yeshe Dundun was overweight too, so he understood very well. So I said, "You know, why don't you And it just came out. I had no plan at all to ask him this. I said, why don't, he said, you have an hour or a half hour, I forget which it was. And I said, why don't we fill that time? You initiate me into the Medicine Buddha mantra. And we went in his back room, and he wanted me to repeat every single Tibetan and Sanskrit word that he said. For many of them, I could because they resembled other words or they were that word. And he understood when I couldn't get it, he would repeat it. And we went through a litany of initiation. So it seemed to me that the Medicine Buddha wanted to be with us. And we have served the Medicine Buddha and others by that mantra for, gee, a long time. How long, Madhu?
20 years.
20 years, huh? 20 years. So we've had very good fortune with the Medicine Buddha mantra. Gayatri mantra is to keep a buzzing around the planet, of light that when it's time for one to step in, one will be supported. Before it's time to step in, one will be protected. And like a buzzing of a bee's hive. This is the Gayatri mantra around the planet. Whenever you chant the Gayatri mantra, you are joining millions of people at one time, any one time. And someone is synced right with you. Maybe the others are not, but it's a beautiful buzzing around. Whatever, but out of your heart, you're serving the world to wake up. That's what my master told me. I never doubted my master, ever. There was no reason for that. Everything he ever directed me towards or corrected me about or gave to me always served me. And right now it's serving you. So why would I doubt Maharaji? Never. It was so good never to doubt your master. I doubted whether an enlightenment was an actuality or not, but not my master. Yes. So
Okay.
I go on for one more minute only that mantras are frequency, and everything in the universe is frequency and energy, and mantras are that too. And there are people who are drawn to them and who are dedicated to the sound. I am dedicated to the Gayatri mantra. I am dedicated to the Medicine Buddha mantra, which I don't chant so much, but I was initiated probably for those who are chanting it a good deal. And I live in, my abode is Om Purnamidah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. I sit there and I live there. And I don't move from there. And maybe one day I would move from there. Maybe I would even kick myself out of that extraordinary realization. I doubt it. Anything can happen, but that is the safeguard of wisdom for me. This is perfect. That is perfect. From the perfect springs the perfect. Take the perfect from the perfect, and only the perfect remains. Om Hari Om Shri Sat Jai Om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. And when you see through the eyes of that mantra, well, I cannot say for anyone else. but it's the place that has taken root in my eyes and heart. It's the vibration, it's the frequency, and it's evident. It's evident. You don't have to guess at that one. And when you're immersed in that mantra, you just never forget it. You don't have to remember it every moment. I say it's like your mother's name. You never forget. Do you forget your mother's name ever? No. Do you have to go all day long, go, mother's name is, mother's name is, mother's name is, mother's name is, mother's name, mother's name? Not at all, do you? But you never forget, do you? Well, that's the way it is. I'm going to go on now. Namaste, Davi.
Namaste.
Hurry back home. Hurry back home.
You're good.
Thanks, and Gabrielle.
Namaste, Shanti Maya.
Namaste.
There's been so much that I've brought with me from TED, such experiences, and well, I'd call it for now, I'd call it knowledge. It appears that it's not wisdom yet, because since we've been back, there's been quite a bit of friction between me and Max, like things are not synchronizing at all. And I thought that was very interesting. So it's like, there is all this knowledge, and there might be a tendency also to put it in, try to do something with it, and just doesn't work that way.
Oh, it doesn't work that way. Not at all. No, that knowledge that you have and you had before you came to Tara Dasacha, it probably got recognized here. Could have been recognized anywhere. But that knowledge, which I call wisdom, will take over your life. Because it's within you always. And you can resist, but it's not going
no,
to.
I don't want to resist. Please, God, rather now than later. So what you said earlier in the beginning, I took a note because it was so relating to people. Be careful to blame anyone for anything that might apply, and look inside yourself and see what part is in any misunderstanding and hardship. Same. So
yes, Madhu's here correcting you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she says, put not in there, not to blame anyone.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, be careful about blaming anyone for anything. Yes.
That's good. That'll
see
work.
What, inside what your part is in the situation. So, yes. Yeah.
It's very important. I mean, and you know what? There comes a time, at least it's not always a pleasant time, but there's some peace with finding out that you have a part in any misunderstanding that's going on. Your part may be small, your part may be big. Now, I don't know how that works. Sometimes it's just a little thing that you, and another time it's like, you know, you expect everyone to make you right with you or whatever. There is something wonderful about finding that out, because it corrects. And like with Rotrud. She got a surgery today, and it will take her time to digest this because it's taken so much time to come to the point. And she's lovely and beautiful, and I'm happy, and I'm so grateful to her for coming on, because it's not only her that goes through this. She has spoken for many people, and I really, really appreciate that. But she's going to have to be kind to herself. She's going to have to stop blaming her childhood and all this stuff. And then she kind of, she rather gets clear about things, and she moves along really well. This I'm sure of, and it takes time. So I really wanted to. I don't know why I'm saying that I really wanted to, or I really want to. Strange language for me. But carry on. Let me hear anything more that you may have to say. You and Max are quite different, anyhow.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and that's probably the glory of your relationship. Andrea and I are quite different.
Yes, it is. And sometimes it just drives me nuts.
Andrea and I are quite different too. Both of us are very strong and very powerful, but we approach in a much different way. And one's Indra and one's Shantimai.
Yes.
So.
So the other thing I just want to say briefly, this morning I found out that there's the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita transmission. And anytime Krishna and then you talk about the detachment and one offers one's actions to God, that it's not us, that it's not me who's doing, I feel so touched and such a longing. I sometimes get a glimpse of this when I'm in some kind of creative process that I feel like this is not me who's doing, this is happening, this is coming through. But I love that. I love that so much. I can't get enough of these messages.
Yeah, that's right. And until you're choiceless, you have a choice and you live in two worlds. And we always live in two worlds, no matter how deeply realized we have or are. And that is the world of Maya, the illusion of existence, that which comes and comes and goes and goes. And if you dive right in, you'll never find it. And then there's the world of beyond, which is unspeakable. You could possibly say, I'm careful here because saying might lead someone into perceiving what I'm saying, and really it's devoid of any quality whatsoever. Closest I can say at this moment, at another moment, it may be something else, is that one, beyond one, beyond consciousness, consciousness. Consciousness means experience. There is a fundamental to that which is inseparable from that, is that the world, two worlds, one of Maya, illusion. Delusion can occur in Maya. That would be a third world, which is, means no understanding at all of the illusion. And then there is observing everything and an absolute and open neutrality, regardless of what it is. And that takes over, that becomes the governor of one's life in realization. So keep on with the messages. You're going to live in two worlds at once. And at one point, the world of limitlessness and eternity and infinity, with your feet on the ground, living in Maya with wisdom and good common sense and exuding love and being pissed off and being irritated and being and falling into holes and whatever else has to happen or does happen. Okay. And yet there is an observation there that is completely at peace with everything, regardless of how it happens and for what reason.
Yes.
And these points like shame and needing to be seen and feeling doubt about oneself are just the thickest, thickest clouds of delusion. And they can disperse because every being, everyone, and I will say no more.
Thank you, Shantima.
Thank you too. Namaste.
Namaste.
You.
Namaste, Shantima.
You can't believe. How are you?
Very, very fine. Very grateful to have you in my life. This is the fortune for which I always thank life.
Vice versa. Versa.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Shantime, I would like to share that I had a very strong celebration starting this year because I found a little picture which is dated 80 years ago of my parents in a very sweet hug, smiling both. And tears came to me from a very genuine love that I feel for them. And I remembered some years in which I had very, very strong fight with my father. And how beautiful it is to thank him today for giving me life. And for our story being exactly how it was. And the celebration came from the conscience that I would not, I know that it's not possible to change anything, but if I could, I wouldn't change anything about our story, because all what I am, who I am, comes from him, from them.
Yes.
It's incredible. It's this not blaming for anything.
Yes. Yes.
A big joy.
Yes. Yes. I'm all for it. And yes, not blaming any, you know, somebody, I think, I won't say who, somebody was saying here about their parents. And I said, you got the parents that you got. You got the parents that you got. And when you cease to blame them for the way that you are, and you just turn and bless them and love them, you'll find the best in them. And you can see that the best in you, whatever that means, whatever that means, has sprung from them, whether they were good to you or not good to you, or, you know. Some people had a really, 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 really hard time. Some people didn't. And some people had a middle time. But as we grow into adults, we can leave our, especially those who are of the Dharma, those whose life is the Dharma, you're going to have to drop everything off your shoulders. All the blame goes into the ditch and rots away. Yeah. And we're responsible, which is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
For ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, I love you. Love you. I love you.
Love you too. And the alchemy is love, isn't it, Pio?
Yeah. It is.
Yeah. The alchemy is love. That's the alchemist's most main ingredient for transformation. And it has to come out of a person. And when it comes into a person from others, it's wonderful. But it must, we must live in the offering of love.
Yes.
Yes. It's a fact. Makes life wonderful, not every minute, but always retrievable for wonderful, always accessed for peace, always possible because it's always within you, important. No? This is our dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Without feet, without moving.
Yes.
And you and Maria.
Oh.
You danced in a totally different way. So wonderful. Take care.
Yes. Thank you to you. Thank you for being this light for the world, not only for me.
You can blame Maharaji for that.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Namaste.
Namaste.
Hello.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
You too.
Hello, I didn't hear you then.
Okay, who am I speaking to? You are not Bonnie and you are not Ishka.
Michaela.
Ah, yes, there. Oh, Michaela, there. Okay, I'm one below. I see. Very
namaste,
good.
Namaste, Shanti Mai. I'm trying to find good words. I really feel so much gratitude in my heart. Thank you so much. I spent some days in London, and since I don't know if you remember when I last spoke to you, it was terrible with my child, my daughter, and we've had so much reparation and goodness and love coming through. And I was in London, I stayed with my son and his girlfriend, and then I stayed with friends and I saw my daughter, son-in-law, granddaughter, and everybody's coming together and everybody's in this place of willingness and softness and not going into stuff that's not necessary, and just had a lovely time. And my granddaughter is amazing, very funny. Her name is Persephone, and she's very strong. She's 16 months. So huge gratitude and, yeah, love. Thank you so much.
Well, I haven't done anything. I'm just happy to hear that. I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Good work. Like we say, that it's simply being loving. And then what comes back to us is so rich, but what's so important is that we love.
And also I'm not sure to have the best words, but my presence and my prayers were completely with you with this passing of your son. And
yes. Thank you so much.
Just,
amazing. His passing was amazing. I can only say amazing. And I feel it was very good because he was in a broken body and his body was shattered. So to feel like I wanted to throw a wish out there that he would stay for my benefit, I felt that was very wrong. It was very selfish. And I was extremely grateful for his passing. And it was extremely beautiful and much more supportive in his heart and his return to others than I could have ever imagined. And I love him with all of my heart, and we will and do miss him every single day. So thank you for your prayers. And I feel passing is the last breath always belongs to God. Never know when that's going to be or how it's going to be, whether it's in war or old age or illness or accident or whatever. That last breath, as does the entire life, belongs to God. And when seeing that, I feel that the outpour of emotion that rises out of the heart is very natural, and yet there's a calm and an understanding that's fundamental to anyone's passing. Yes.
I feel that huge offering of love and light, and thank you. And I have one more thing to share. I'm coming to India,
Yay!
which is very amazing and insane because I live on very low income, and grace is letting me come, and I'm going one step at a time. And I have never been to India, and it feels very right to be coming to see you in India, and beautiful. And I have big joy in my heart. I'm like, yoo-hoo, about it. It's
Let me advise you one thing about India.
yep.
Don't talk to everybody in Delhi, and don't talk to everybody. There's so much corruption in the spiritual world in India, and there's so much beauty in the spiritual world in India. You kind of have to feel it out before you get somebody starts taking your money from you for their child in school that they are not even married, never had a child. So you have to be very careful in India. Take your time to know people. I would say that. And on the streets of Delhi, get out of Delhi as quick as possible. It's
Yeah.
just, but it's wonderful too. It's wonderful too. And God bless you on your journey to India.
Thank you
And
so much.
marvelous. And make sure you have a money belt and not just a purse. You understand? Put your passport and your money right on your body, and then you'll be pretty much pretty good. And don't show a lot of money at once, ever, ever, ever.
Thank you. Thank you
Ever.
so much. Yeah.
Ever. A little bit, but don't ever pull out your entire. Be very careful about that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's really good. And you got a big blessing, and it's going to be really good, and it's not going to be a problem at all. Take heed.
Thank you so much.
You're
Thank you.
welcome.
Namaste,
Namaste.
Shanti.
Yes. Bonnie and Ishka, how are you? Are you
Very
a
well.
couple?
Sorry?
Happily married couple?
Yes,
Good.
happily married.
Yeah, keep up good work.
I am coming on because in this satsang, you mentioned the Bodhisattva path, and I would love you to speak into that more to understand it and how it links to this lineage, and also to understand this lineage more. I guess I haven't heard you speak into it a lot, so I'm curious.
Right. I speak about my guru often. And Maharaj spoke about his guru often. The Bodhisattva is not really, I have equated it myself, because we cannot call ourselves Bodhisattvas, because Bodhisattvas have a very strict protocol. To be a Bodhisattva is a Buddhist way. And one of the hardest points of the Bodhisattva, which I find probably the easiest and which I really love, is the first requirement of a Bodhisattva is to live in joy. And if you cannot live in joy, you cannot be a Bodhisattva. You cannot go to the next step. Isn't that wonderful? Why? You're to bring people in their realization. I equate Satya to a Bodhisattva because the Bodhisattvas are disembodied, embodied, are for the enlightenment of every single being. And Satya is also. So we can say we are like the Bodhisattva, but it's a Buddhist way. It's not and I'm not really a Hindu. I'm more, if I have to be called anything, which I'm not fond of, I'm more of a mystic and very much leaning and brought up in the Christian tradition and in the Hindu tradition and studied the Buddhist tradition and the indigenous people and the mystics. So I could be called a mystic if I had to be called anything. I don't want to be called anything. Our lineage, I can give you this. When I listen to my master, I have told this many times, but I'm going to tell it again. I never doubted him, and I never had to accept what he said.
Is that because you never doubted yourself? You listened?
For sure. For sure, 100%. And that was discovered with him. I didn't know that, but yes. And I discovered that because I did not doubt him, I did not doubt myself. I discovered that with him. I never had to agree with him and never had to disagree with him. We had a couple disagreements, but it never had to do with he and I. It had to do with other things. He and I never agreed or disagreed. We were and are completely merged as one heart. And he may have that with 1,000 other people. I do not know. But I can only speak about myself and my guru. And I hope he does have that with 1,000 other people. As a matter of fact, that was my prayer, that many people should come and they should take from him what I have received from him in their own way and have that relationship rich and fertile and marvelous in transformation with Maharaji. I prayed for that, for people to come for that. I tell you this about our... And the reason I have said that I never doubted or had to agree with Maharaji was because Maharaji used to tell me some very outrageous things. And India is wonderful for outrageous and unusual and mystical, and it still holds that jewel. It still holds that jewel. Every day from Badrinath to the Bay of Bengal, Indian people are praying to the river in song in the morning and the evening. All the way. Every morning, every evening. Praying to the Ganges and waving the lights and just adoring and respecting the Ganges. Even the government has come to say that the Ganges is a person. That happened a couple years ago. Has a persona. So Maharaji told me that this lineage started on the first day of this cycle of creation. And that's how old our lineage is. And he received that from his guru received that from his guru. And we don't know who Giranari's, that's our guru, but we don't know. That's our guru in history, but we don't know who his guru was. And it is said that our lineage has an emanation of the great Saint Narad, who was one of the first beings at the first cycle of this creation, son of the creator. And Narad carries through our lineage forever and is personified in the heart of the master. So many, many things my master told me that I just sat and opened my heart and let it flow in and out. I never had a doubt of what he was saying, and I never had to receive it as that's the absolute truth. It was a way to learn and listen.
I really appreciate that, because that's what my intention for 2024 is, to listen deeply to myself.
And to other, because that's beautiful, Bonnie. Because you will develop an amazing understanding through that. And you can detect immediately when somebody is deceiving themselves, which at that point, we're at peace and patient with. You can immediately detect when someone is really true to themselves, really, and true to you and true to the world. And what's really marvelous about it is that both are God.
Yeah, I have a lot of compassion once I acknowledge that the other is me, and would I not want to help myself in whatever way, to be just more open instead of harsh or these sorts of things. I have another question. If you would speak into what is it, or what do you feel it is when you are really drawn to some people, and then with other people it feels very flat and...
Yes, that makes sense. it does. In Buddhism, and I feel that it's really accurate, really accurate. I don't speak about it so often, but in Buddhism, it's very important to keep good company and to encourage each other. You don't have to think alike. I mean, one person could be, good company can be a Democrat or a Republican or a prime minister or a priest. It doesn't matter. That's really important. They don't have to be like you, but there's something that draws you, because there is something that is like you, something that you can feel, a kind of magnetism. And, well, maybe you have something to learn from that person. Maybe they have something to learn from you. Maybe you're lifetime companions. And there's some people you just don't want to be around. The magnets turned. And you just can't get it together. You just, you know.
I previously saw that as, like, I thought that was my judgment of them. But then I'm realizing this energy, it's more of a feeling as well, and just letting it be.
You will judge people.
Yeah.
But you don't have to entertain yourself with it, and you don't have to take position over your judgment. You know what I mean? Yeah. So there's something called discernment, and discernment permits something to change. You can discern that this person is not exactly who you want to be with right now. And in 2 weeks, something might have shifted in you and them. And discernment permits, where judgment has a kind of cementing quality. It is like that, and I see it like that, and it is no other way. Where discernment says, I see this thief as a thief, but I'm willing to see another way as well.
Thank you.
There's a difference in nuance. Thank you too, Bonnie.
Words, much love.
Much love to you and Ishka. It must be really hot there right now, huh?
Yeah, it's hot. Yeah, it's warm.
He doesn't care. He's an Australian. That guy's got it down. This is winter.
I like the hot. I'll talk to me in winter, see if I'm as accepting.
People who like hot too. So, well, I'm glad you do because you live in it. Namaste. Much love to you. Hello, Gayatri and Jerry. How are you?
Good. Namaste, Shantimai. Namaste.
Namaste. We're going to close with you.
Okay. Shantimai, I just want to go back to your and Pio's discussion. And when Pio was talking about his father, mostly, and how love transforms or transformed the situation, and Pio could only feel love in his heart and for the perfection of the whole story. And I think I've got it right, that you said love is one of the main pathways to transformation.
Yes, I was saying it's the one of the alchemist's main ingredient.
Yes. And my question is love in itself enough for transformation? I feel it is.
Yeah, it is by far, because love, because let's you and I get it clear for everyone, because love's definition expands so with your willingness to be the love that you are. In the world, that's a fact. In Maya, that's a fact. It is also an uplifting quality that takes you out of Maya and is indescribable.
Yes, I think you and I've had the conversation before that there is no definition of love. We are aware of the qualities that is love.
Unity.
It's impossible to define love.
Okay.
There's just an expansion to love.
Absolutely. And it's impossible to contain love. Love is not in a container.
It's unbounding.
Yes.
Unbounded.
It is the light of the sun.
It is?
It is the light of the sun.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That's just so beautiful.
It is. It is.
Yeah. So,
you know, you wait a minute, Gayatri. You have a very interesting thing there, because, and thank you for bringing it up, because I feel that this is a question that people ask often. Is it enough? There's no such thing as enough.
Okay.
There's no such thing as not enough.
Okay. That's really,
There's it, the measure is not possible. You can't get
enough out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Take it out.
Exactly. Take it out. On every consideration for moving along and within the Dharma as possible, take out the entire idea of enough or not enough.
Yeah, because it can be a little bit task driven. Oh, well, for me anyway.
Well,
enough. I'm meditating enough. Am I being enough? No. Sure. What
you're saying is accurate.
Yeah. That's not the joy of living.
That's right. And how are you going to measure?
Well, yeah. The measure.
Just move through your life as you do. You're definitely, your feet are firmly on the path home, which is about, it's yourself.
Yeah.
And we're going to make error. We're going to make silly things happen. We're going to disagree. We're going to dislike, but we're always going to love.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing.
Yeah. And that love will carry us beyond any definition of what love could be, enough or not enough.
Well, that's when you consider your question, how are you going to measure? Well, I could only measure from my limited perception, which wouldn't be wise to do that because
you're limiting yourself to your idea. That's why.
That's right. Because you know you are living in a limitless existence. So when you're going to measure, you're bringing it back down to this tiny, tiny little perception. And, well, no, I don't want to do that.
And it's like sand in the eyes. It's like sand in the eyes that once you get it out, you're really relieved.
Yeah.
Once you get it out, you're really relieved.
Yeah. So the question, is love in itself enough for that transformation?
You know, this is the energy field, this is the content, this is the freedom, this is the shattering of all ideas that are limited. And this is what occurred between Maharaji and I again and again and again and again and again. And you know, I'm going back to India, and our ashram is in turmoil. And there are sides to this and that. Most Westerners cannot detect it because they come in with a wonderful energy for the ashram. Wonderful. And they really bless the ashram through their... And this thing that happens in the ashram will come to an end one day and come to an understanding. No matter what anyone does in that ashram, Maharaji, and they're good people, by the way. There's just some misunderstanding. Maharaji has shown and has directed every one of us to an absolute love for one another in the shape of God, or the shapelessness of God within each other. And Maharaji has graced my life to carry that through, and everyone there knows I love them, regardless of whether we agree or disagree.
Such is the power of love.
Exactly. Such is the power of love. Yeah. And you and Jerry know this very, very well. And I have followed your family history for a long time. And what really came through every time there was a challenge was the willingness to love.
Yeah. Very fortunate to live like that.
Yes, and very hard times sometimes. You, myself, Donnie's passing. I know many, many family histories where there's been some real challenge.
And
every time they're willing to just be an open heart for whatever may occur, knowing they're going to get through it one way or another, they just shine as people.
Well, yes, it's a beautiful thing. And as you say, it's like the sun.
Yes, it's like the sunlight streaming through the space. Yes.
Yeah.
Love is enough.
Okay. Thank you, Shanti. Thank you very much.
Namaste. I love you.
I love you too.
I know. Let's go to Premo and close the satsang. Namaste, everyone.
Nita ochoo
cheque, cheque, cheque. Itaya, ire, were, were. Ire, were, dita, ocho. Ire, were, were. Ire, were.
Thank you, Premo. I'm back for a second. Oh. And I just want to say that I'm looking through the gallery and I'm just so happy to see everyone. And I love to see all of you. It's just beautiful. And I thank you. The gallery is one of the most wonderful. It's one of the most wonderful experiences on Zoom. And I'm looking through again. I'm looking through again. And I wish you all a great, great happiness. Your faces are absolutely beautiful. I'm very touched by your presence. Yeah. Namaste. Namaste, everyone.